$200, number 429. You want them all?
Two of them, so.
Oh, right. That's my man. Aren't you glad you bought them? Do you know the name?
Hurry up, boy. I don't know.
Yeah, that way. All right. On your lamp. Whoa. Also, I have $20, $20, $10 to get it going. Look at me. $5, $5, $5 on $5, $7.5, $7.5, $7.5, $7.5, $7.5, $7.5, now $10, $10 here. $10.5, now $12.5, now $15. Why not? 15 on 15. 12 and a half now 15. 15. 12 and a half now 15. 15 on the lamb. 15. 12 and a half. 361. 361. Yes. Okay. All right. Maddox of California. 1959. Antoine Wright Planter.
On the screw organizer.
What lot was that?
81. Honest crew organizer, dollar bill. Dollar and a half, no, two. $2. Number two. Sold it. Dollar bill number 63. Number 63.
What is all that cabinet brick where it is?
And take them. And what?
Cabinet and contents. Selling it up.
Cabinet and contents. Lot number 93. There's what's in the first drawer I pulled out. Look at all those nice screws. Bolts. The cabinet itself is nice. There's another drawer full. Conduit fittings. A lot of good stuff in there. On that alone, we'll start that out for $10. 10, 5, 5, 750.
Yeah.
750, 10, 1250,
yeah.
15, 1750,
yeah.
20, 22 and a half,
yeah.
25, 27 and a half,
yeah.
30, 32 and a half,
yeah.
35, 7 and a half.
No?
No.
No.
35 I have now, 37 and a half. That'll be 37 and a half. Sold, $35, number 163, number 163.
Sold, $3, number 328, 328. Brand new, tape measure, dollar bill. We'll throw the golf balls in with it, dollar bill now. Dollar and a half, two. Three. Two and a half, no, three. $3. And then three? Sold $2. $3.48. There's a suit carrier. Lot 72. A dollar bill. A half a buck. Half a dollar. Can you grab me a buck? Half a dollar. Lot number seven. On the beers for towing, on those, we'll start off for 10. I mean, 10, 5, $2, 2. I mean, $2, dollar bill, dollar, 2, 3, 3, 4, 3 and a half, 4, I mean, $4, 4. Sold $3, number 337, number 337. No lot 7 on the extension cords, we'll start those up for 5. I mean, 5, 2, dollar bill, a dollar bill.
Non-white person, you know, Kelly's not going to be like,
no,
I'm the only white person. She's going to be like,
say,
I'm the only non-black person.
No. No, we wouldn't say I'm the only white.
No, I would say I'm the white person.
Yeah.
And I'd say I'm the only Asian person.
Exactly. So it's so? A different, it's a, but I'm saying from
and
the
if,
three.
And if you guys went to an only Asian school.
No, it's different. I think the perception of what going to a black school would be. Like Jeff, if you went to a black, if you were the only kid in a black school, what would you think?
I'm the only
non-black
black person,
as opposed to saying I'm the only white person.
Right.
So, well, our immediate perception would be we're the only white people in this black school. So it's a different it brings on a whole
My dad taught at Hempstead, well, he was at Hempstead for 11 years.
Yeah. You know what's weird is when you grow up, I remember just thinking when I was like fourth grade or whatever, and there were two teachers, one, they were like Robert, and there was a black woman and a white woman, but I remember a kid running down the hall saying something about Miss Roberts, and someone saying, like, which one? And instead of saying the black one or the white one, the kid said the one with the glasses.
Okay, well, we got a corner here. Lot number 49. On a Sailor's motor there. We'll give me $10 on a motor. 10, $5 on it. Should be all over. 2.5, 5, 7.5, 10, 4.5, 15, 17.5. 5.15, 17.5 on $20, 2.5.
22.5, Sears Motor, 22.5 Dallas, 25, 27.5, 27.5, 27.5. Yes, $30, 32.5. Solar, $30, 183. Gas can, take one or two, $2 seats on. Give $1 can, now two. $2 can, now three. Four. Five a can. $4, you want them all? The one against the building, what's your number? 404, the better one, son. Dollar bill, now two. Two out of can. Dollar bill, 183, 183. Lawnmower here, that is a push mower. We'll give $2 on it. Two on it, there's a good one, doesn't work. Dollar bill. Down on the push mower, half a buck. Half a buck. All right, look at that. We have some paints here. All these cans there together. All the tin cans. We'll give $1 for all the paint. Now two, two on. Let's all be separate. Dollar, now two, two on. Now three. $3, three out here, three. $2, you got it. Paint. We'll give $1 for bifold. Dollar on, never you. Half a bunch on. You were two. Yeah, what's your number? 405? 405, $2. 86 there, on the mirror there, dressing mirror there. Who'll give me $20 on that? Sorry, Bernie, I didn't see you there. Who'll give $10 on it? 10, 5, 7.5 on the dressing mirror. 7.5 out here. 7.5 on it. I have 5, 7.5 on it. $10 on it. 12.5, ma'am. 12.5, don't lose a lot. 12.5, 15, $15 out here. 15 on the dressing mirror, $15 out here. 15 on it. $12.5 there, number 394. 89 on the lamp there, he'll give me 10 and a lot. Is that the bottom one glass? All right, who gets 5 to start? $2 on it, now 3. I have 2, 3 out here.
I spent a long time thinking about auctions, but I didn't come up with any story, you know. I started thinking about a guy who sold his 16-year-old daughter for a bottle of whiskey in the Northwest Territories. And then from that, I started thinking about the Mad Trapper story, because it was about the same time, in around the 1930s. The Mad Trapper was a guy called either Arthur Nelson or Albert Johnson. It's a bit of a mystery exactly who he was and how he got there. But he was he shot an RCMP officer. And then there was a group of police went to try and arrest him. And but his cabin was mostly underground. It was like a little fortress. There was just maybe the roof and 3 feet of wall above ground, so just very small windows for him to look out of. And they wound up trying to blow the cabin up and get him that way. But when they searched what remained of the cabin, he wasn't there, and he'd escaped out the back and up a cliff. And they were tracking him for maybe 3 or 4 weeks in the really cold winter. Somehow he managed to get over the Richardson Mountains, a very high range of mountains. This was it with conditions maybe it's minus 30, minus 40, and he was carrying a 50-pound pack. And eventually they caught him, but only because it was the first time an airplane was used in tracking someone. A pilot called, I think it was D.C. Wop May, who was a First World War fighter pilot. And using the plane, they were able to find him much quicker. I think without the plane, they wouldn't have caught him.